Hello and welcome to Heretic Social Justice Minus Dogma. This is your host, Sam Killerman, and this is the second of three prologues. And in this episode, I'm talking about myself and the role that I see myself filling here as host, and a little bit of background about how I came to this role. If you're a person who's followed my work for a while, you might find this interesting because I might talk about some things that you don't know about. But this is really more focused towards people who have landed here who didn't come from something else I've made. Like, you didn't read a book I wrote or a website I created or something else, and you're here and you don't know who I am and you are curious about the person on this side of the microphone. So if you're one of those people, this is for you. Just know that this is not an episode I was that thrilled to be recording, but I recorded because I think it's important. So with that said, let's get into it.
Heretic, I wish I didn't have to do a magic trick to get the world to listen to a new idea. Well, here's to the fight. I'll pick, I guess I'll be the heretic.
This is a weird episode to record. I think it's weird in general to talk about oneself, and I am bad at talking about myself specifically. It makes me uncomfortable, and I'm not good at it because I do a lot of different things, and that makes it really difficult to sum up. But I'm going to do my best because one of my friends who I trust, who is a social justice person who I really admire, said that I need to do this in a prologue. Like, I need to explain where I'm coming from. And I see the wisdom in that, so I'm going to give it a good college try. What I'm not going to do here is I'm not going to read my bio or tell you my life story. I'm not going to read my bio because I think that'd be boring. And you can just read my bio. It's available on the Heretic Podcast website, for example, and like 50 other websites I've made. You can go to my personal website and read more about me than you'd ever care to know. And you can probably just Google my name plus bio and find other bios that I've written or that were written about me if you want to read that. So do that if you want. That's not what this is going to be. This is also not going to be a life story. I'm not going to tell you all about myself from when I was conceived to my first memories to my fondness for hummus. I'm not going to tell you those things because I don't think they're relevant. And I only want to talk about things that are really relevant about myself in light of this project. So that's what I'm going to try to do. For most of my life, I've been involved in social justice. And for the past 7+ years of my life, social justice is all I've done. All that I've done for the past 7 years is create things and talk about things and do things that have the goal in mind of advancing social justice. And the way that I define that in my work is I want to live in a world where everybody is healthy, understood, educated, and safe. That's the four words or the four goals that tie together all of my work. And my work, it might seem to the outsider, is completely disconnected. I do things that are related to gender. I do things that are related to sexuality. I do things that are related to other aspects of social justice. The things I make come in a lot of different packages, from poems to books to comedy shows to curricula and more. I do a lot of in-person work, like facilitating trainings and discussions and giving talks at conferences. I do a lot of things, and I do them all over the place. Last year, I think I did about 200 shows, and I flew out of Austin about 70 times. And that was mostly in the U.S., but also North America at large, and also a few international things beyond North America. And in doing that work, I end up interacting with a lot of different people. So I haven't, for my entire professional life now, had a formal coworker. But because I travel a lot, and because a lot of my work is very visible online, I like to think of the population at large as my potential coworkers. And anytime that somebody comes up to me and they see me, whether it's like at a conference or at a gig I'm doing, or they just send me an email because they saw something I created online and they start a conversation about something that's criticizing or constructively criticizing my work or asking me to make something, oh, you should write a book about this, or you should create a graphic about that, or have you ever talked about this? I think of them in the same way that you might imagine a coworker if you have a more traditional job who has some say over what you do and definitely whose opinions and view of your work matter. And it's in all of those conversations that I started to recognize these themes of social justice dogma. So I'm not going to keep talking about that other stuff. The reason why I shared most of what I just shared was to let you know that I am not just this random person who doesn't care about social justice, who is against these goals, like an anti-SJW person, a social justice warrior person, an anti-socialist warrior person, who doesn't want to see these things happen, doesn't want to advance goals of equity and inclusion and multiculturalism and diversity and et cetera, and who is kind of shitting on the movement from the outside. Like, that's not who I am. That couldn't be further from who I am. I'm a person who's dedicated my life to social justice and is going to continue to do that. That's how I see this project. I don't see this as me in any way trying to undermine social justice. I think that I'm hoping and I believe that we can't move forward as a movement until we address the things that I'm addressing in this show. Like, I believe that this is social justice work, and it is, for me, it feels like the most important social justice work to be doing right now. But I know that in doing this, I'm going to meet a lot of criticism that's focused on why am I talking about these things instead of doing the work. So I'm just saying here that I have done the work. I've done it for most of my life. I will continue to do the work for as long as I'm alive. And this show and this project is that. And it's only an extension of all of the other work that I've been doing. I think that for my other work to be successful or to be received in the ways that would actually affect people in positive ways and change their lives and improve them, I need to also be talking about these things. Because these issues, these hiccups, these paradoxes, these roadblocks that we're creating, people are interacting with them and encountering them in their daily lives who are not social justice people, but who are people who want to see social justice advanced in their work or their lives or their communities. I've said a few times that I don't think I am the perfect person or the best person to be having this conversation about social justice dogma. And there are a bunch of reasons why that's true, and we don't need to get into all of them, or this episode will just become a self-deprecatory rant, and nobody wants that, or at least I don't. There are, however, a few, or really one, big reason why that's true. And that reason is directly related to the social justice dogma itself. And that reason is that my race, my gender, and my sexual orientation are all aspects of myself that in society at large would be privileges, but within the social justice movement itself and in the context of talking about social justice are not. The reason why that's true is because of a specific tenet within the social justice dogma. There is this rule that a person who is a person of color or a woman or a trans or gender nonconforming person or a person who is gay, lesbian, bisexual, pansexual, or queer, a person who holds a minoritized identity in one of those dimensions, that their voice should carry more weight in regards to conversations about social justice than other people's voices, than white people's voices or straight people's voices or cisgender people's voices. And I'm not going to get into that tenet itself right now, because I think that that could and should be an episode all into itself or an entire master's thesis or an entire book. But I'm sharing it with you now because I know that that is going to be a criticism of this show and of me as the host of this show. And I am on your side if you're a person who feels that about me hosting this show. I really wish that I weren't the host. I really wish that somebody else was doing this and that I could just go back to doing the social justice work that I was doing. And I asked people to do this, people who hold those identities, queer people, people of color, women and trans people and gender nonconforming people in my lives, I specifically said, hey, I know that I am the wrong person to be doing this and your voice would carry so much more weight. And in most of those cases, the response was the same, and it was, I don't want to lose my job. If I talk about those things, it won't be good for me personally, so I'm not going to. And after 2 years of that, I am finally here now talking about these things because I realize even if I'm not the perfect person, and I know I'm not, or the best person, and even if I am the person whose identities are going to get in the way, potentially, of the success of this show, in a way where outside of this show, my identities would never be roadblocks, I will at least be a person who's talking about these things. I don't know if I answered the questions that might have been going through your head. I really doubt that I did, but I am hyper available online. I was not exaggerating before when I said I have like 50 websites. I do have about 50 websites. If you go to samuelkillerman.com, two N's in Killerman, K-I-L-L-E-R-M-A-N-N, you can find links to a lot of my work. If you go to healthyunderstoodeducatedsafe.com, you can find links to other bits of my work. I'm all over the internet, and there's lots of information about me to a probably creepy degree online. So if you really want to figure out who I am, it's not hard. And if you have a question that I didn't answer and that isn't answered in any of those million different online portals, you can reach out. Just reach out to hereticpodcast@gmail.com or message me on any of the social media platforms that Heretic's on. And if there's a bunch of questions or if there's a bunch of need, I'll do my best to create another episode like this where I answer all of those. But for right now, I'm just going to end this because I've already talked about myself more than I'd like. And you've probably heard more about me than you care to know. So from here on out, we will be talking about social justice, minus dogma, and I wish you the best, and I thank you for being here. Have a great rest of your day.